In Pakistan, the fate of Rimsha Masi, the young Christian girl accused of blasphemy in August, remains uncertain after the Islamabad High Court, the IHC, on Wednesday reserved its judgment on whether or not to dismiss the case against her. Her actual trial was put on hold at the end of September when the IHC prevented the lower court from moving forward while it considered an application from her lawyers for the original charge to be annulled. Rimsha Masi is accused of desecrating the Quran, a charge her lawyers say has been fabricated. We spoke to a representative of the South Asia team at Christian Solidarity Worldwide about the case.
Well, the High Court has not indicated when it expects to reach a decision. I should emphasize that this is separate from her actual trial in the lower courts or in the juvenile court. The High Court is considering an application from Rimsha's lawyers for the original charge to be completely annulled. And until that's decided, the lower court will not move forward with her trial. So this is not the kind of hearing that Rimsha herself attends. This is separate. And we understand that the highest representative of that court was hearing it. It was the Chief Justice of the High Court in Islamabad. And he chose not to give a decision at the time. I believe that there were a lot of media present, and it might have been just a question of discretion that he didn't speak out straight away, because this remains a very sensitive case.
Do we know how Rimsha is?
It's been a while since there have been any updates on her personal welfare, but we understand that her and her family are in a safe location, at least. There are some conflicting reports actually out.
I mean, her case was quite particular in that it did highlight misuse of blasphemy laws, and people thought that things were going to change, that people were taking an interest. Are we seeing any kind of positivity coming out from this?
Well, we certainly shouldn't lose sight of the breakthrough that took place in the early stages of the case, which, as you said, related to the support received from very senior Islamic clerics in Pakistan, and the high level of international attention. But this really did mark a turning point in where the debate was going, because there had been very little room for discussion around the blasphemy laws until this came up. And this case shifted the debate from questions of repeal and reform, which were not being considered at all by those who support the laws, into an area where you discuss the question of misuse of the laws. And it was by keeping the debate in that area that a discussion was possible, and that some kind of support from these clerics was possible as well. In fact, only a fortnight ago, during its Universal Periodic Review at the UN, Pakistan cited the handling of Rimsha's case as a sign of positive change. That was in response to criticism of the country's blasphemy laws, including from the Holy See. But really, the question is going to be how it finishes. And yes, there has been positive change, definitely. But completion is, it's not enough so far. So the case does need to be dismissed. She does need to be exonerated of these charges for there to be real evidence that the kind of claims Pakistan is making internationally are actually a reality on the ground.
Finally, one other question just regarding how the government has got involved with this. We did hear again that the president had taken an interest in the case. Have we heard any more about the government's response?
Not recently, no, but we do know that the special advisor to the Prime Minister on National Harmony, Paul Bharti, brother of the late Shahbaz Bharti, he has been very closely involved in the case. The Ministry on National Harmony has been very closely involved. And right from the start, from helping to calm the tensions in the area where Rimsha is from, and onwards throughout to the protection of her personally and pursuing the case afterwards. And I should mention that the lawyers representing Rimsha come from the All Pakistan Minorities Alliance, and they're a reliable umbrella group with a good track record in this area. They're very competent. So it was their decision to go to the High Court and try and seek this dismissal before the case even proceeded in the lower courts, which is a very wise course of action.